This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. It's Kelly and Company with Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald. On your Thursday, thanks for being with us. If you want to reach out to the show, 1-866-509-4545 is the phone number. Mention it's for Kelly and Company. Let us know if it's okay to play your message on air. Otherwise, we certainly won't do that to you. And you can also send an email in, feedback@ami.ca, asking any question you might have about accessible media. You could go ahead and do it there, feedback@ami.ca. And on Twitter, @AMIAudio, you can follow along, see what's happening on all the shows, what's coming up, and of course, get into conversation. Maybe you have a question for AMI Audio, and you could just ask it right there, and someone will let you know. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the show. Welcome.
Let's talk a little gaming today, maybe some resources to help us game a little more. One of Kelly's favorite things to do ever. Let's bring on Michael Fair.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly and Company.
So we're specifically talking RPG, role-playing games, because increasingly people are enjoying role-playing games designed for the tabletop using online tools like Zoom and Discord and all these things. And this can have the effect of making it easier for blind and low vision people to join into group gaming. Really awesome. And this week, Michael, you're going to be telling us about one of the most famous fantasy cities ever designed for use with role-playing games. So I know that I don't know anything about this. And before we get started, let's hear the trailer for the game.
A city of mysteries, secrets, and dark histories. A city that lies forever in the shadow of a towering stone spire reaching impossibly high into the sky. Itself an enigma, and a reminder of evil long past. In this city, the supernatural is expected, and treachery lies around every corner. Or is it that the supernatural lies around every corner, and treachery is expected? Either way, the city abounds with danger, magic, intrigue, and above all, adventure. Welcome to Tolis, City by the Spire.
Okay, pardon me. That was the trailer for the City of Tolis, not the game. Yeah. So we're going to get more context on this, of course, Mike. So what's special about the City by the Spire?
Well, this is a really interesting older project. It was originally released in 2006, and it was in development for since the late 90s. This is basically, Monty Cook did it's his fantasy vision of the city by the spire, and the he basically authored this whole book in print. It was a 672 page massive book with picture artwork, maps, pictured, three bookmarks, different colored, to help people use this gigantic book in a game. So you could easily look up, like, it was written like a travel guide, so you could look up different aspects of the city, and you wouldn't have to prepare everything ahead of time. Like, it would have what you needed, and you could just look up at a fly. Oh, I need to go to a jewelry stop. Okay, well, look, it's on this street, and then we just flick through the city and find exactly what you need to play a game. So this was backed on Kickstarter. And Monty Cook was involved in the creation of the third edition Dungeons and Dragons, and that's where this city was formed with the same people. He actually campaigned, built it, role playing this city with a bunch of people involved in Dungeons and Dragons. So it grew out of that, out of their desire for adventure, and he wanted to combine kind of a dungeon adventure with urban adventure, and this is what he came up with, to have everything in one place. And now it was on Kickstarter recently. I backed it and it was successful. And now all this months later, it is being released. I do believe the PDFs, if they're not out now, it will be any moment, by any time, very, very soon now. I got it early because I backed the Kickstarter and I've had a chance to look through it a bit. And it is massive. It would take me 33 hours, according to VoiceStream Reader, to read it end to end. It's huge and chock full of ideas. So it looks really, really good. And I thought, well, this would kind of be interesting. It's a completely different direction for us to go in that I usually do. But there's so much here and so many components that are accessible at long last. Like, you'd never be able to have this in Braille. It would be huge in Braille, monstrously big. But as a PDF, it works, and you can actually navigate the thing.
Well, so many of these things are, when you get to this kind of role-playing and stuff like that, the hobby itself is can just be so large and so dedicating. But if you're not planning to be a game master, why did you back the project?
Well, I basically am hoping one day to actually make a role-playing game and, you know, an equally compelling setting of some kind. Like, maybe not fantasy. I might go in a bit of a different direction, but I want an idea of how you build the counterplay of different organizations and factions against each other, the life of a interconnected city, and how that all kind of is gamified, how you build an environment where people can, you know, make it's their creation too. Dungeon masters make this stuff up as they go a lot of the time. So you have to be able to do that, but there has to be enough there to pull out of your hat when you need to. You sort of need both. You need enough story that it feels like an actual setting that's made, but you need enough flexibility. And this is the largest project of its kind. And in fact, even to this day, that was ever sort of written by a single author. Usually you'd have a committee doing stuff this big.
Right.
So I wanted the ideas. I wanted to, I've also got the cipher system, which is his Monty Cook's rules. And that is another accessible PDF that you can get from his site, MontyCookGames.com. And he is aware of his blind audience and makes sure that his PDFs are headed properly. You can navigate them. They're hyperlinked. So they're very usable. And I thought, yeah, this is a great way of really getting at from both sides, from the player side and the game master side. How does this function? Right. Okay. So that's why I wanted to back it personally.
So let's keep continuing with that function part of it, and making the game systems accessible to blind people. Like, what do we need to keep in mind for accessibility?
So basically, you'd be getting the book is a PDF that you could get, and it would be about $60 for the tallest PDF when it's out. And you can use a VoiceStream reader, for example, to read it by speech. You could use just the Books app if you wanted to read it in Braille and just sort of navigate it that way. And so I've tried both methods. And the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition rules, which this has been updated to, you can actually get that with an app called D&D Beyond. It's a service. It's an app and a website, and both are designed to be accessible, dndbeyond.com or D&D Beyond in the App Store. You'd have to buy the Dungeons and Dragons rule books. So you'd need the core rules and potentially, I'm not sure if you'd need other books besides that. The cipher system, Monty Cook, everything's sort of kind of in one book. You can just buy that one book, and that would be my choice. If that's how I'm going to investigate this myself, because I have the cipher system rules already. So I can look at that, and I can look at the city, and at all the different places, all the descriptions they have, and, you know, just kind of do it that way. And, of course, you'd use apps like you'd do Dice Roller or Dice Tray, something like that, Natural 20, some dice rolling app to help you roll all the dice you need. And then you'd want like a notes app, something like that, or Bear would do fine. An app like that to keep track of your stats as you played. So it's all doable with stuff you can have. And most of that stuff, other than the books, are free.
That's great. Mike, what's the city like?
So basically, it combines, he wanted to combine dungeon exploration and adventure with a cityscape, so you can have urban adventures mixed in with that without having to change locales. So everything's in one locale by the sea and by this gigantic, mysterious, evil spire that towers thousands of feet above the city. And so the city is kind of a medieval, looks sort of medieval German kind of, but wooden floors, stone floors, then wooden upper floors kind of thing. There are docks. There are rougher parts of town. There are magic. Anything can happen, like the trailer said. So you have supernatural and technology. There are firearms, which is unusual in Dungeons & Dragons settings. You don't often see that. So you could have like an airship powered by steam going overhead. So there's a lot of technology, but it's kind of fading. And magic is very common, but it's still wondrous. Like, it's not so common that you're like, you know, nonplussed if a dragon appears. You're still like, oh, it's a dragon, right? But it's anything can happen. It's a city where magic has been given a haven. And so there's a lot going on. And it's so intricate. It's amazing, the detail he put into this.
So another part of this whole experience is Rock Punch Presents. I think that's what it is.
Presents. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Presents.
This is a group of people who are YouTube and Twitch stars, and they love role-playing. They do kind of comedy sketches as well. And one of them is a massive Tolis fan. He has been campaigning. Jeffrey N. Baker is the DM for this group, and this guy has been in Tolis since like the 2006 when the first book came out, and he it was updated to 5th edition D&D, he and Monte Cook Games kind of reached out and got these folks in, this band of comic performers and role-playing enthusiasts. And they have done a four-episode campaign adventure that was made by Mr. Baker himself, if I'm not mistaken. I don't recall him saying it's a campaign of any kind. So he did this by himself. And they're going through this adventure with four characters over like 12 episodes, four episodes. Each of them are 3 hours long, making roughly 12 hours of role playing, and it's done live, right? So you get to hear all the interplay, all the back and forth, the mistakes that are made, the rules chatter, as light as that is. These people are pretty professional about it, and they have fun with it. So it's a fun thing. Anyone can listen to it. This is free. You can get it on YouTube, or you can get it if you look for Rock Punch Presents in your podcatcher. You can get it that way too as a podcast.
That's really awesome. And I gather for somebody new to role playing, it's kind of good for them.
Yeah, this is a great introduction that way, because you get to hear how this stuff is approached. You get this, everyone must take it so seriously, and I shall raise my sword, and it doesn't always happen that way. You can have real fun with it. It all depends on the group that you're with and the style that's sort of agreed upon or evolves as you play. So you have, the game master, Jeffrey Baker. You have Ashley, who is playing a chaos elf kind of creature, sorceress of chaos, and she is desperate to find her way home, but she's stuck on this weird world of Tolis, and so that draws her into the adventure. They're all looking for this missing cleric that has helped them in various ways, and they all want to rescue this fellow who seems to have gone missing. So we have all these different characters. We have Jacob, who's playing a kobold guide and hunter who's been redeemed by this organization that helps non-humans kind of live in Tolis as citizens. And so he's out to prove himself and figure out what he wants to do with his life. And his name's Blurg, the character name. Mm. Latia is the community coordinator for Monte Cook Games, and she was the one who reached out and kind of organized all this. So of course she gets to play another character as well.
We're going to have to pause it there, but this is a lot of information for people to check out. There's the podcast, the videos on YouTube, the PDF itself. So maybe we can talk more about it soon, but you can get the Player's Guide to Tolis free from the MontyCooksGames.com. Or MontyCookGames.com.
MontyCookGames. Yep.
Awesome, yep. Mike. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Alrighty.
You can also search for the Rock Punch podcast in your favorite podcast software, and Mike will be back next week.
Well, in a moment, we'll be talking to Camille reporter Annette Dennis. She'll be telling us how we can choose London, Ontario's official city bird. We'll get the wood in just a moment.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.